Now, in the hyper-complex world of congressional procedure, there are two massive bills that have to pass in order for the Department of Defense to operate. There's the Defense Authorization Bill and the Defense Appropriations Bill. The first one, the Authorization Bill, sets up the bureaucracy and directs its priorities. The second bill, the Appropriations Bill, has to fund the programs for them to actually exist. This week, the Defense Authorization Bill, that's the first one, passed both the House and the Senate. For the first time, this bill included directives for the United States to accept thousands of refugees from Iraq. That language was written by Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer. He told me that the bill is meant to help Iraqis whose lives are at risk specifically because they've worked with the U.S., for example, guides and translators.
Unfortunately, until very recently, these people have been shamefully neglected, and this legislation is going to start correcting it to help those people and, frankly, to give some stability because, as Ambassador Crocker pointed out several months ago, if the Iraqis look at our turning our backs on people who've helped us, it's very unlikely that they're going to give their full-hearted support to help us in the future.
So exactly how would this legislation change the procedures that are now followed by the State Department?
One of the most important is that we will be able to process these applications in the country of Iraq right now. Until this point, people have had to flee the country. It's very difficult. It's very expensive. We have the largest embassy on the planet in Baghdad, and this seems like a simple, common sense, important step to take place. It's also increasing the level of people who get these special immigrant status for having worked with us. It increases it from 50 a year ago to 500 that is currently in place now to 5,000. It's also going to establish coordinators for Iraqi refugees in other countries. We need somebody in charge to be an expediter in Syria, in Jordan, where there are almost 2 million Iraqis just in those two countries. And it's going to provide some support for host nations who are taking some of the refugees elsewhere.
You've been very critical of the Bush administration's work with refugees so far, saying that that the government has not done nearly enough. The Bush administration itself has, in some ways, stepped up their action here. The Department of Homeland Security now says they will resettle at least 12,000 Iraqi refugees in the United States in the next year. Does that answer your calls, essentially? I mean, do we need your legislation calling for 5,000 over the next 5 years if the Bush administration is already...
The 5,000 is just for the special immigrant visa category.
I see. Okay.
But we've heard this before. Last fiscal year, the administration was going to deal with 12,000, which, by the way, is the same number that the prime minister of Sweden told me that little Sweden was going to accept. But then as we went through the course of the year, that 12,000 went down to 7,000. It was going to be 2,000. We ended up only accepting 1,608. And for the first 6 months of the fiscal year, it was 69. Frankly, our rhetoric is not being matched by action on the ground. We haven't attached a priority to it. I got involved with this a year ago, working with high school students in Portland, Oregon, Lincoln High School, who were working with some National Guards people in Oregon who had returned, who were trying to save their interpreter, who had been marked for execution because of her cooperation. And it was stunning to me how hard it was to secure this young woman's entry into the United States, which ultimately we did, thankfully. But that embarked, for me, on this effort to try and see if we could provide better answers for those Iraqis, for the National Guard, and for high school students that don't understand why we're not stepping up.
Congressman Blumenauer, there are security risks with letting people in. What provisions does this bill make for screening people, if any?
Well, bear in mind that the people that we're putting the primary emphasis on, that we're trying to help, these are people that we have put the lives of our soldiers and our civilian employees in their hands. We rely on them to guide them on the right streets and not into an ambush, to maintain secrecy, to give accurate translations. I mean, if these people were security risks, why are we embedding them in our activities in a war zone?
These provisions are in an authorization bill. It authorizes the Department of Defense and all the programs that go along with it, but it doesn't fund them. Are you worried that these things will not be funded adequately later?
We do, in fact, have two further challenges. One is to make sure that the programs that are authorized are adequately funded. And that's always a struggle. Ironically, even though we have spent hundreds of billions of dollars in Iraq, and some of it in ways that are difficult to justify and we can't even keep track of, getting down to where we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars is not easy. And it will be a struggle to make sure the money is there. Then it is making sure that it is aggressively and properly administered.
Congressman Earl Blumenauer, Democrat of Oregon, thanks very much for joining us.
It's absolutely my pleasure. I appreciate your paying attention to this.